time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
I love this feature. It's when we invite a guest into the studio and they pick their favourite songs. And I'm so excited to invite Taylor into the BFM studio. Hello.
Tēnā nā koe, Charlotte. How are you?
Kia ora. Very nice to meet you. Because you are in the new formation of Fly My Pretties.
Mm.
This is the first time you've played with them?
Yes. Yes. Well, technically, as a member of Fly My Pretties, yes.
Because there's a cool story about how you sort of came to be in Fly My Pretties. Did you grow up in Auckland?
No, I grew up in Kerikeri in the far north.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful area. Yeah. But I opened for Fly My Pretties when I was 17. So that's how I kind of like got to know how Fly My Pretties works. I'd obviously been a big fan of their music up before that point. But that was the first time, like, getting up on stage. And so I opened for them. And it was also a story on Seven Sharp.
In Kerikeri.
Yeah. Aww. I had no idea how to interview. I was so nervous. My guitar was out of tune the whole time.
Were you too nervous to tune it?
Yeah. I was just like, oh. So it was, like, a bigger stage than I'd ever been on before. So, yeah, it was very eye-opening.
Eye-opening, but was that also a moment that sort of confirmed that you wanted to do music?
Absolutely, yeah. It was specifically because that was the Homeland Tour. I think that was 2013, and they had Rhea Hall, Anika Moore. They just had like names that I was just like, you know, I just thought were incredible.
Yeah.
So being able to see a unit that big, because I think it was 12 or 13 members.
Yes.
So seeing that many people up on stage and like sharing the space, you know, each one coming forward and singing their own songs was just like, I'd never considered that type of, you know, live performance before. It was awesome.
Yes. And yeah, with seeing how artists like Rhea Hall, how they work and how they communicate with others, it must have been truly inspiring.
Oh, yeah. It was especially also because Rhea Hall sang portions of her songs in Te Reo Māori, and I had never seen music in that capacity in Te Reo Māori without it being like a kapahaka context before. So it was the first time I'd seen, like, it was almost like a folk song that she did, but with Te Reo Māori and this like huge voice, and it was just eye-opening. I can't think of another word for it.
Oh, that's beautiful. So then many years on, you are now performing in the Fly My Pretties band.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's a pinch me moment, right?
Yeah, when I got the call, I was just like, nah, this has to be a scam.
And then you're like, tell me the details.
Yeah. And I think it only really became real when I was like actually sitting in the room with everybody. And we were like talking about writing some songs.
Okay, so how many people in this incarnation of Fly My Pretties?
We have 11.
11.
And
who are some names that I might be familiar with? Because is this sort of vibe of Fly My Pretties about introducing new musicians?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So the songs that I worked on, we did a lot. I did a lot of sessions with an artist called Louis TM. I lived quite a few years in Wellington, and so he's also a Wellington artist, and so I'd seen him performing a lot, so it was really exciting to actually work with him. And we've also got Asia, who,
yes,
we just had her song released today, which is called Kawai, and it's like one of my favourite off the album. We've got Towers, we've got Ricky Reed, we've got heaps of the like staples from past Fly My Pretties bands.
Like Barnaby Weir?
Like Barnaby Weir.
Yeah.
We've got Ryan, Preble, Nigel. We've got this like people who if you've seen Fly My Pretties play, there's at least half the band that you've probably seen up there before,
mm-hmm.
and then half that you haven't, so.
New talent.
Mm.
Ah. Well, the way that this feature goes is that we've asked you to pick some of your favourite songs, and you chose a particular song that I loved so much, I played it accidentally. So Shafu, Misty Frequencies, yeah, was actually your pick.
Yeah.
Nice work. It was such a vibe.
Yeah, it's like uncanny that happened.
Sorry. Still new, you know, new at this job. But let's play another pick of yours by Dead Forest. Too Busy. Yeah. I feel like I know Dead Forest, but not too much about them.
Yeah, so Dead Forest is another Auckland based artist.
Yeah.
And has, you've probably seen his music alongside Church and AP, and he does a lot of work with them and with the same producer, Dieter Milan. And I did a show with them at Whammy end of last year, and Dead Forest played this song, and I hadn't heard it before, but it was, I think it's one of his bigger songs, but it's just like so, it reminds me a lot of like the New Zealand hip hop era when like Scribe, you know, like just the iconic hip hop of New Zealand.
Mm.
This song sounds like that to me.
Okay, let's hear it.
Check, yo. DF too busy, go all out to the page, get burnt and my head get dizzy. Even though I get no love from my city, still go hard for the ones that's with me. Yeah, stepped on business, mind your beeswax, sold and flip shit, bought the dream car, missed the boat when auntie sings all true. Why they wanna talk down on the team? Cause I came from streets they're afraid of. Old school used to catch bus on a late one. Skinny little nerd like me trying to earn my keep. No plans that I'll ever go major. How I'm supposed to believe that I'm worth no cheese? OGs wanna talk about paper, nobody bought me into the game. If I take man out, that's a lag. So the cows come home, that's ages. Once in the green moon, I'm faded. Dust in the green room, I'm skated. He don't fuck with the cause, he's hated. Tryna troll online, get baited. Straight outplayed, ganked in the lane. If I draw for the pin, hijacked on a plane. I don't wanna draw no gas to my name. If I have to, you will get crashed on the main. RG, RG, RG. You can tell him it's D. I came to give you this L. And I say 2G from the ZIPs. I'm a PI too. I feel like DMP when I crop that pick. Cap cut too, RG all true, yeah. Stepped in the game, no cosign. Why don't cry when the bros don't post mine? Going outside, never that too close to the edge. Step back, get washed on a clothesline. Yeah, I could've used they help, but I seen them abuse they self. Switch up for the showtime. Now you don't talk like that in a real life. Are you gonna talk like that when it's go time? Stay too tilted, dead pieces on my wall. I beg you try reach for the wall, get a grip. Came in the game with a two-life crew, but he won't ever postman jump in the ship. Call me the postman, pack on my hip. Draw for the line, whole lake full of fish. Catch and release, no faith in the biz. Get away from the snakes, just chasing the lizards. It's handshakes and hugs when I walk in. Don't call me cuz when I walk in. Irish goodbyes when I walk out. See through the fake ones when they talking. It's handshakes and hugs when I walk in. Don't kill my buzz when I walk in. Irish goodbyes when I walk out. See through the fake ones when they talking like RG, all true. RG, all true. You can tell I'm Misty. I can't give you this L. And I stay 2G from the ZIPs. I'm a VI too.
Dead Forest, Too Busy on 95BFM, is chosen by Taylor, who is one of the new musicians featuring in Fly My Pretties. So Fly My Pretties, can you give us the deets? Because you've got a tour coming out. When's the album out?
The album is out this Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so real soon. We've got some hard copies. So we have vinyl and CD, which will also be available on Friday at most music shops, as well as you can pre-order them on Bandcamp as well. So it's all happening.
And vinyl?
Did you say? Vinyl, yeah.
I like that Fly My Pretty stuff. It always happens on vinyl. And the shows, you're playing in Auckland Friday, May the 30th, and also Saturday, May the 31st. And you're doing a matinee on the Saturday show.
Yeah, I love that because I so often will have shows where I have, you know, a lot of my friends and family like have young kids now. So like, so many times I'll be like, I'm playing the show, and they're like, when do you start? And I'm like, 11:30 at night. And it's like, no one's ever going to be able to come to that. So it's so cool that we can do like early shows in the day, because finally I can get some people coming to my shows.
Oh, crazy. Yes. What? How do you survive when you've got to play a show at 11:30 at night?
I don't know, because I'm not really a night owl. Like, I'm like lagging at a certain point, but I just like, I guess, you know, you get the adrenaline from being on stage, but yeah.
Yeah. A glass of coffee or like Coca-Cola or something maybe?
Yeah, something to give you a bit of a boost.
Zoom. hey, let's play another one of your choices, seeing as this is the What's Cooking feature. If you've just tuned in, Taylor from Fly My Pretties is in studio. We're going to play Adija.
A place in my heart. It's like, this sounds like my childhood. Like, literally, I remember my mom being obsessed with Adija. It's just got this, like, warm, you feel like you're at home feeling about this song.
Let's hear it. It should be there. a tune. It's Ari Jar on 95BFM, Silly Love Songs. This is What's Cooking. It's the feature when we invite a musician in to pick their favourite songs. And Taylor from Fly My Pretties is here. Taylor, can I ask the spelling of your name? If someone's looking your music up.
Yes.
It's not a traditional spelling.
It's not a traditional spelling. It's spelled T-A-Y-L-A-H. And there is actually a reason why I've done that.
Tell us.
I grew up in the Mormon church, so I had a lot of American missionaries coming over to do their mission, and so often they would ask me what my name was, and I'd be like, Taylor, and I'd be like, Taylor. I was like, no, it's Taylor. And so they'd be like, Taylor. So I literally spelt it so that if you have an accent, you're forced to say it in a Kiwi accent, Taylor. To say Taylor. That's not many people know that, but that's why.
That's an interesting story. I could ask you a lot of questions about that. Are you still practicing in the Mormon church?
I'm not.
No.
But that was my upbringing and also my mum's upbringing. So it's like long line of being involved in the Mormon church. But yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much now.
That must influence somehow your music, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Mm. I'd say it was like, you know, the first... There's a lot of context, I think, where people, you're like... It's super normal for you to sing. And I think churches is one where there's no concept of like being a good or bad singer. You just do, you sing. Mm. That's it. And then also, so I guess it would be like my upbringing in a church as well as doing kapahaka when I was younger. I just grew up with no inhibitions in the sense of like, oh, you need to be good at singing to sing.
Mm.
So it just feels like second nature for me to do that.
And then, so what was the point where you realised, I could make a career out of this?
Probably my, like, ulti, like, 15-year-old phase.
Love it. Yeah.
You know, when everyone discovers, like, a little bit of, like, incubus and thinks that their whole life has changed. That was probably then when I was like, I want to do that as a career. But, yeah, it's taken a while to, like really nail down what I want to do stylistically.
Oh my gosh, Incubus, and look where you are now.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? All right, let's play this other... Oh, yeah. Let's play this next track that you've picked, and I'm going to have to get you to introduce it because it's, again, kind of like Fly My Pretties. It's a bit of a super group, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's called Indigenation. The song is called Paheretia by an artist called Ka Te Rama, and it's basically a version of her song. So... She released the song first, and then she has a version with this whole super group, which involved like Troy Kingy and Rob Ruha, and just like a room full of incredible musicians. And so from the first time hearing it, I was just obsessed because the whole song's in Te Reo Māori.
Yeah.
Amazing. The vocals just go so hard. Yeah, just beautiful.
Let's play it.
Wai te whaiakini, pai heretia, bringing some maramatanga. Mai te hāhi rātana ki tēnei hui hui ngā. Kei a koe!
Oh,
Feel terrible pulling this down. It's beautiful. Taylor's in studio picking all the songs. She's heading out on tour with Fly My Pretties. Playing Auckland end of the month, but you are doing a full New Zealand tour, aren't you?
We've got our Auckland shows next week, which is...
end of the month is next week.
Yeah,
oh my
gosh,
sorry, yes. So next Friday, May the 30th.
Next Friday, yeah, the 30th and the 31st, we have our Auckland shows at Kew Theatre. And then we have some Ōtautahi shows 2 weeks later. And then there is more to be announced eventually.
Ooh.
But yeah, so far that's where you can get your tickets.
And what was the experience like recording the album? Because was it sort of go down to Wellington for 10 days or something?
It was, yeah, so it was like a couple songwriting sessions at Massey, which was like just incredible to be in those spaces and to be able to collaborate and like, there was kind of like no restrictions for our songwriting. We just like just had the day, and that was just really, really exciting to be able to throw whatever out there, especially with this unit, because each member is so talented and, you know, and like they're not new to this.
Mm.
So it was really exciting to be a part of that. And yeah, I think a really awesome album's come out of it.
I cannot wait to hear it. And we're going to play a song of yours now from the new Fly My Pretties album.
Yeah.
Is this an exclusive?
It's an exclusive,
isn't it? Because this is not officially out till next Friday.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this song that you've written is called Firefighting. Is there anything you want to tell us about it before we play it?
This one was like a really good display of the collaboration of this band. So my other track, which was the first single release that we had for this album called Red Flags, that was a song that I had kind of partially finished, and then we had a Fly My Pretties version of it. This is a proper collaboration between myself, Louis TM, Barnaby Ware, and Ryan Preble. And I think that the tone of it really showcases that collaborative nature, and the song itself is about when you're trying to subdue feelings for someone, you know, in a romantic sense, trying to like quash those feelings when you get a little bit too excited, but there's not much you can do about that.
There is not.
No. So the fire keeps burning, hence the song title.
I love it. Taylor, congratulations on the song, and looking forward to seeing you with the Fly My Pretties team.
Thank you so much.
Something.
It's exclusive. Yeah, it's the first time that has ever been played on radio. Fly My Pretty is the brand new song featuring Taylor. Fly My Pretties, thank you so much, Taylor, for coming in. Fly My Pretties play next Friday in the evening, and then on Saturday, two shows. And, all the details at their website. I think, though, it's time for this.
That was